I know this is what the people want. We can give them money advice all day long. Here's how to get out of debt, invest, and become millionaires. All they really want is drive-through hacks. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is really the content people are here for.
This is gold. There's only one thing that can make eating Chick-fil-A a more enjoyable experience: saving money while doing it. And today we've got money-saving drive-through hacks from two of America's top financial experts. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, I know you know me very well. So what's the one thing that I may love just as much as Chick-fil-A?
Oh, it's got to be Dave Ramsey.
Well, I was going to say saving money, but yes, Dave Ramsey is a personal hero of mine. In fact, this is pretty cool. My world's collided because I just wrapped up leading Dave's Financial Peace University class at my church for the sixth time. And to celebrate, I bought everyone Chick-fil-A. So it was like,
wait a minute, you can buy that at the thrift store?
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
No, I do shop other places other than the thrift store, but anyway.
Oh, that's weird.
So I think it's really cool that my passions are colliding once again today, because we're welcoming not one, but two Ramsey personalities onto the podcast. Rachel Cruz is a two-time number one best-selling author and host of The Rachel Cruz Show. George Camel co-hosts The Ramsey Show. He also hosts The Fine Print and the Entree Leadership podcast, all available on the Ramsey Network. Rachel and George, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Excited to be here. This is the buy one, get one free special. You order Rachel, you get George too.
Right. Wow. We're saving money already. Okay. I wanted to clear something up, first of all. Now, everyone thinks Allison is a cool mom, because especially since she got the Chick-fil-A tattoo in her neck recently. But
scary.
Rachel, I hear you also are a cool mom with, like, what, 10 piercings on each ear now? Or
oh, not quite. I did. I got a third earring. I have my ears double pierced. And wow. Allison, I don't know if you, like, track fashion, all that, but I'm like, no one wore their double piercings forever. And now the big trend is, like, all these piercings. So I was like, I'm going to wear my double earrings. I haven't worn them since college, so I did. And then, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, my daughters were like, we want to get our ears pierced. So I was like, yes, let's go. And they were kind of freaked out. So I was like, well, I'll get another one. I'll get a third. So yeah, I'm a cool mom now. I have three earrings.
Wow.
I'm amazed that Claire's is still open.
I did go to Claire's in the mall.
Amazing.
George, tell us about your piercings.
Zero piercings. Listen, I'm a purist. I don't need any of that.
No tattoos.
Nothing.
No piercings. It's all for me.
Wow. So how old are your girls, Rachel?
I have one that is 7, one that is about to be 5, and then a little boy who's 2.
Okay, so you let the 5-year-old get her ears pierced, because my daughter's 6 and she's begging for it, and I'm wondering.
Yeah, you know what I thought? I'm like, there's things in life, so many things that I have to say no to for good reason. You know, whether it's shows they watch or, I don't know, things that I kind of have to be that mom. And I was like, you know what? An ear pierce, having one earring is not, you know, there's not a big moral dilemma for me personally there. So I was like, if I can say yes to something really fun, I want to say yes. So that was where I came to. I was like, you know what? That's great, girls. Let's just do it. So I said yes.
Danielle is going to love this, Jim. She's going to love hearing this.
Now, the only thing else, and I'll say with my 7-year-old, she can change her earrings now because it's been like that 3 week or whatever the time period. But my 5-year-old, I have to help her with it. And it's just kind of annoying. So And if she hears this later in her life, Caroline, it's been a delight to change out.
I hope she goes back and listens to every podcast you've ever done.
Well, speaking of saying no, like, eating out can be such a huge budget buster. So just in general, what is your guys' advice for reining this in? I mean, I know Dave likes to say when you're paying off debt, you shouldn't step foot inside of a restaurant unless you work there. But what are your guys' thoughts?
Well, you know, it depends on what stage of life you're at. If you are broke, yeah, going through the drive-thru is a really terrible plan. But I also love saving money. I grew up with Middle Eastern immigrant parents, and so frugality is in my blood. And so I love getting a deal. I love feeling like I won, where I got the thing I wanted, and I got it at the best price. And so that's something I've been very intentional about, whether that's couponing or doing the research to figure out what the best option is, the best bang for my buck, if you will. So that's always been a part of my life growing up.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you're trying to get out of debt, we always say the quickest path from point A to point B, a big factor in that is sacrificing your lifestyle. And so if you go out to dinner with a family, I mean, I have a family of five, and it just gets expensive, where I thought, God, I could have bought broccoli, dinner rolls, and a thing of chicken, you know what I mean? And made it myself at home. And it does. It's just cheaper when you cook at home. I mean, unless you're going through like a really, really inexpensive drive-thru or fast food. But to have like a good quality meal, it's always going to be cheaper cooking at home. So it's just that sacrifice. Again, it's frustrating. It's not fun all the time, but it's helping you get from point A to point B the fastest.
I understand that concept. But my wife, who runs a business, and she's like always working. And I, of course, I don't know what I do. But it's like that prep time cooking. I know it's cheaper to eat at home, but, you know, trying to balance that out and eat kind of inexpensively out. But the other day I filled up my truck, $105 of gas. So that right there has kept me from going out to eat a lot. In fact, after that, I wanted to pick my truck up, carry it home, and just park it there. That puts a whole nother element in there in my book.
Yes, it does. I mean, it is so, the inflation that we're feeling, whether it's at the grocery store or at the gas pump, all of that. I mean, it's a real thing. And it makes people, like you said, rethink the way they've been living life. Because there is the sense of when we were, you know, all shut down and in quarantine 2 years ago, you know, the idea of having Netflix and all these different subscriptions and memberships and all of that to kind of keep us entertained while at home made sense. But now you can look and say, wow, I kind of just let everything go a little lax during that time and spent because it felt good. And so now I'm having to, you know, rewind the tape a little bit. So it does. It takes a different toll when you're having to say, I have to cut things that I'm used to.
You guys recently did a video that got hundreds of thousands of views. It's money-saving drive-through hacks at Chick-fil-A. First of all, I was curious, did you film this at the Berry Farms location?
We did. How'd you know?
Well, Jim and I actually were there for the grand opening when people were camping out. This was right before COVID. Remember, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
That is next level.
Wow, y'all are really in it.
Hardcore.
Very committed.
So I remember asking the owner, I was like, do you think this is the Chick-fil-A that Dave Ramsey would come to? And she's like, oh, yeah.
100%.
All right. So anyway, back to the video. This was up there with one of your most popular videos. Were you guys surprised by that?
You know, here's the thing. I know this is what the people want. We can give them money advice all day long. Here's how to get out of debt, invest, and become millionaires. All they really want is drive-through hacks. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is really the content people are here for.
This is gold. We knew from the moment we stepped into that car. No. I mean, it's funny kind of what hits. And I think why this one did, and what you guys may even experience on your podcast, is like people just want the really tactical tips. And the creativity, and I give George the credit for all the creativity, all the tips,
because
I'm like, yeah, it's just to think, oh, I can actually, you know, think different when it comes to just a menu through in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
I'm a little embarrassed to realize I didn't know they had a BLT.
Listen, don't be embarrassed because some of the staff don't even know they have it. I have to tell them how to order it on the menu in order for it to happen.
Oh, so apparently not a lot of people order it, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Because they don't, like Rachel
said. They want chicken.
It's just what's on the menu. I'll order something on the menu. That's a normal human thing to do.
What are some other tips then going through the drive-thru?
Well, wait, go back to the BLT because I don't think a lot of people understand what you're talking about.
This is important. Okay, so the BLT, I was trying to find a way where you could go through the drive-thru for like $2, which is, you know, nearly impossible to do to actually get any food out of it. But if you order just the buns with bacon, lettuce, and tomato, it comes out to about $2, which is amazing. And so what you have to do, though, this is what we learned the hard way. You've got to tell them to hit the custom sandwich button on the menu and then add it all individually. Because there's no button for BLT, like you mentioned earlier. So that's a very important caveat. You can't do this in the app. You've got to be face-to-face with the real human at Chick-fil-A, which, as you know, is a pleasure.
How does that taste? Is it good or... is it dry?
I mean, it tastes like a BLT. It's hard to go wrong with a BLT.
But a Chick-fil-A bun is a different level. Even
that
their bacon
bun
is a different level.
Agreed.
I mean, their lettuce, everything. It's just, it's a elevated, bougie BLT.
Wow. For $2.
$2?
I don't know that you could make a BLT at home cheaper. Like, you'd have to really...
Ooh, that's a good... Mm-hmm. Well...
A whole pack of bacon is easily, what, like $6 to $8?
fair. And then how many pieces come in a pack of bacon? You know?
Don't make me do math.
12. So yeah, no, it's it could be cheaper. It could be cheaper, the BLT at the old Chick-fil-A.
For now, I don't know. The secret's out, so who knows?
Oh, boy. Don't tell them I sent you.
Your next tip is to order the kids' meal. And this makes me nervous, to be honest, because I'm a rule follower. So is this not breaking some sort of rule? Am I going to get in trouble for this?
I have done this so many times, and not once have they been like, you need to show me the child in the car. So I don't feel like there's anything ethically wrong with it. They put it on the menu. There's smaller portions. They priced it appropriately.
Yeah, and I don't know if there is an age. I mean, I know there are on kids' meals in general in life.
Now, at a sit-down restaurant, sometimes it'll say, hey, kids 12 and under. I go, okay, cool. That's
your
rule.
I don't think that's on the Chick-fil-A menu. It's like, is an age. I could be wrong.
No.
I could be wrong. But no, this is great because I know for me, you know, I'm eating the same meal my kids are, except I'm getting a large, if I'm ordering the regular nuggets, fries, everything. And I'm like, you know what? Like, really, just having the kids' portion, because it comes with a lot, especially if you get the ice cream and you substitute the toy, all of it. I'm like, you know what? It works, especially for lunch or something that you don't need a full, big, huge meal. It's perfect.
So this is my follow-up question, George. Does a kid's meal fill you up?
Okay.
You're a grown man.
I'm a tiny person. I'm like 5'6", 130 pounds, soaking wet. And so for me, yes, it fills me up. I do the grilled nuggets, and I get the fries. I trade in the toy for the ice cream, and you get a drink. Now, you throw in some Chick-fil-A sauces, some barbecue sauces. Calorically, that's probably one adult's calories, just based on science.
Yeah.
So you go grilled nugget, huh?
I do grilled nugget. Now, I'm gluten-free, so that throws some wrenches in the plans here, for sure. Mm. But for most of America, you just get the normal nuggets.
For
They're delicious.
Delicious.
And you start, you know, you throw some sauce in that little container and shake it up.
And it comes with five, six?
Yeah, but I think five pieces.
Yes.
Maybe they bless Rachel with six because she's special.
Yes.
I don't get that kind of treatment. But I think it's very filling. Now, if you're like a 240-pound grown man, yeah, maybe the kids' meal is not going to fill you up, buddy. Sorry. So, caveat there before everyone comes at me in the comments.
Eat a normal adult meal. You are a normal-sized adult.
But it's a great deal, and it's like, you know, $5, and that's a decent, you get the drink, you get the dessert, you get your fries, get some nuggets, call it a day.
You think at that Chick-fil-A, they're thinking, oh, here comes the Ramsay people.
They definitely feel that way when I roll up. They know,
when George
they know.
Does, and these are all George's hacks, I get, like, the wrap.
She's simple.
And I order from the menu.
Anytime I order, my wife is like, oh, gosh. She looks away. I'm like, this is going to be complicated. Do you have a minute? You know. Very deep.
It's all to save that 75 cents, George.
That's right. Worth
kidding.
It. A penny saved is a penny earned. Is that what they say? No, that's
that
not
what
it.
They say.
I don't know.
That's close enough. Well, what are some other ideas for, like, do-it-yourself sandwiches?
At Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
So this is one that's interesting. It's kind of a build-your-own sandwich, which could be fun, especially with the kids. But what you do is you order the pack of chicken strips, and then you order two buns on the side, because the buns are like 25 cents each. And then the chicken strips can create two sandwiches. And so what happens is you end up paying about $7 for two Chick-fil-A sandwiches, and then you can ask for pickles on the side. Those are free. You can throw any kind of sauce you want on there. And so it's very similar to a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Brilliant. I can't believe a bun is only a quarter.
I know. God bless Chick-fil-A.
They're so good.
They're like, inflation? Not here. You get the wrong place.
George, I'm going to ask you this. I feel like the answer might be yes. Have you ever analyzed the CPF, the cost per fry, like in a small, medium, large?
I have not, but now that makes me go, I want to do that today. Because that does bother me when you dump the fries out and there's like four fries because of how it took up, you know, the volume in the container.
Yes.
So that's a great point. I still would do it. I don't care if there's three fries in there. It's worth it. Those fries are amazing. Now, I have ordered well-done fries, which I've heard they have like made illegal now at all Chick-fil-A's.
Oh.
They won't do it. So it's when they cook your fries a little longer. I like them crispy. I don't like soggy fries, especially if I have to wait till I get home.
Yeah.
So I'd order them well done, but people have been in the comment section saying, hey, I asked. They said they don't do that anymore.
Wow.
Probably because
George's influence is so strong.
Again, it slows down the kitchen. They're trying to get 18 orders out, and now they've got the special order for George.
George actually defeats one of Chick-fil-A's greatest accomplishments of being efficient.
That's true.
Because you get through that drive-thru so fast. They are so efficient. And George has held them up for so long with his well-done fries.
How long have you felt this way, Rachel?
George, it's coming out.
You're throwing a lot of shade right now.
It's coming out currently because I had never realized that. But wow.
I'm always very pleasant and kind. Let's not be mean to the Chick-fil-A employees. They're amazing. So that's an important caveat. If they say no, don't push them on it. Just say, thank you very much. Appreciate your efforts. Mm.
George told me I could do it.
See, that's what I don't want. Just say, I saw it on Instagram. There you go.
Well, it's the George factor, I guess. I got to put that down in my notes.
Now, I am a big fan. I know some people like Rachel's got to have her Diet Coke or whatever with her meal. But getting water and not doing the meal is always a great way to save money and save calories.
True. That's a win. That's my husband's move.
That's my move. If I don't need a drink.
He never gets a meal. He always gets a water, fries, and then whatever.
And then the sandwich on its own.
Yep.
And almost always, it's going to be cheaper.
Yes. Wow. That's what I do. And I didn't even realize I was saving money.
Look at that, Jim.
I'm amazing. Well, hey, it's time for a quick break. But when we come back, we'll find out who's the thriftiest chicken, Rachel or George.
Hey, Jim Mann here. You all know me as the social media guru. I've always owned the TikTok and the MySpace, leaving my mark and changing people's lives. It's who I am. Can't help it. But I don't want to intimidate anybody with my social media prowess, so let me get right to the point. Will you do us a favor and follow us on Facebook and Instagram? I'll make it easy. Just type in Chick-fil-A podcast in either one and boom, there we are. It's that simple. If you have any questions, just ask Allison. That's what she's here for. Me? I'm too busy social mediaing. Social mediaizing, never mind.
Welcome back. We've been talking to personal finance experts and Ramsey personalities, George Camel and Rachel Cruz. I gather from your viral video that George is a bit of a waffle fry diva. We've talked about that. And I'm also just thankful when I don't get in line behind people like George in the drive-thru. Sorry, dude.
Wow. Shots have been fired. I'm underneath the bus. Come find me sometime.
Well, I have an important question. I'll let you have it, George. Did you ever figure out the name of the muscle in the back of Rachel's arm?
We did. So here's the backstory. Rachel, we were filming on our phones, you know, to capture this all the content. And this was a 22-minute saga from the office over to Chick-fil-A through the drive-thru to where we parked. And so Rachel's arm got so tired and she was trying to figure out what muscle
shaking
was causing her to experience so much pain. And so I don't know anything about anything. And so I'm going, I think it's a lateral, it's a thoracic park. That's what, and so I had no idea. And so the comments were like, it's called the tricep. I'm like, all right, bro, go do some CrossFit.
the funniest part is neither of us knew. And a tricep is like one of the most obvious muscles in your arm. I feel like the fact we didn't know that.
I should have won the triceratops, not thoracic part. So that's the backstory there. And I've learned a lot about
that's what happens.
That's the one muscle I know now.
But I will invest in a dash cam holder for my phone next time. That will be a worthwhile investment.
I think the people have spoken. They want more of it.
That is true.
So we have heard.
No more life-changing money advice. We're just going to do drive-through hacks.
Amazing. So I think I've gathered that, George, you're the saver, and Rachel, you're the spender, which is interesting because for us, and obviously we're not married, but, you know, in our friendship.
Neither are we.
I didn't mean to say that. But Jim is definitely the spender and I'm the saver. Like you mentioned about the combo, like he'll order a combo and say, oh, I just want a water. And I'm like, dude, you do know you're paying more and you're getting a water. Well, and
hey, they self-correct me. I mean, they just back it off. I didn't realize they're doing it because I don't really pay attention.
There we go. Jim is not even paying attention. It wasn't a money-saving hack. He just didn't know better.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
So is that true? You're the spender, Rachel?
Between George and I's friendship, I would say yes.
100%.
I am for sure the spender.
I have a harder time parting with my money. Let's say that.
That's why my husband loves George.
If I do spend, I can justify it with, well, it's a good deal. And so that's where I have to be careful, mm-hmm. is my wife will go, you don't need that. And I go, I know, but it's a great deal. And so that's kind of in my blood, probably from my father.
That's a good, yeah. That's
should probably see someone about
that. Very self-aware, George. Very self-aware.
Thank you. But I do love to say. Now, if I've saved, that makes me feel better about spending. If I've, you know, it's kind of like eating your vegetables first. Now we can have dessert.
Then you can enjoy. Yes.
Yes. And budgeting is a huge part of that.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And that's my thing. I'm not like this, obviously, just going and spending, you know, in this black hole of life. I mean, having a budget, knowing boundaries, knowing my limits, but I enjoy it so greatly when it's there, when I have my budgeting and I look at my budget, I'm like, oh, I have this much left in clothing this month. Well, let's just go online and see what's out there.
Click, click. Shows up.
That's it. I know my husband and I, we had a whole discussion when we first got married about the budget, because when you, after the month ends and you have money left over in the category, I always either just spent it or rolled it over to next month where you had a little bit more because the money's sitting there to be spent because we had planned to spend it. And Winston was like, no, we're going to put that in the savings account, babe. Like, we don't need it. If you don't need to spend it, why would you spend it? So it's a whole philosophy you have to kind of figure out. But for a few years, yeah, we took that extra money and put it in the savings. But nowadays, I just spend it.
You're like, this is Rachel spoils.
Well, she's a cool mom. She's got to get all those accessories and stuff.
Right. Hey, Claire's was expensive to get your ears pierced. Yes, who knew? So
what does it
goodness,
cost these days to get an ear pierced?
But I did take it out of each girl's line item in their budget.
Those poor girls.
Awesome.
You went, time to pay the piper, girls. Same free.
No real diamonds.
That's right. No, not even for me.
Well, we're going to see who's the thriftiest chicken in the game we call Nugget Budget. Here's how it works. Allison will give you two menu items, and the first person to chime in with the cheaper option earns a nugget. The player with the most nuggets is the winner of Nugget Budget. Any questions?
No,
we're so excited.
I've never been so excited in my life.
I think rather than having them shout out the answer, should we have them do what we've done before, and they have to moo in order to be called on?
Oh, yeah, they're going to love that.
Okay, so you have to moo. That's like pushing your buzzer, and then we'll call on you. Okay, all right, you ready?
Yes.
Which is cheaper, a Cobb salad or a market salad?
Moo.
Rachel.
Market salad.
No.
Oh, I just guessed.
Does that mean I get the nugget?
Well, you have to moo.
Moo.
George?
Cobb salad.
Good job.
Wow, that seems fair.
You forgot the answer.
I was so stressed out in the moment. My brain just blanked.
I feel that. I actually feel that. Okay, here's the next one. Kids grilled nuggets meal or the kids 2-count chicken strips
Ooh.
Meal? George.
Chicken strips are cheaper.
You're right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
I know that because I always pay the premium to get the grilled nuggets because I have to.
That's right. All right.
Experience. Wow.
George is up 2-0.
Yes.
Okay.
This is the only way I'm ever going to beat Rachel at anything is if it's nugget budget.
Okay. A buttered biscuit or English muffin?
Boo. Moo.
Boo. That's not part of the game, but it hurt my feelings nonetheless.
Boo, George. My strategy for that was just to jump in really quick.
Okay.
So I'm trying to even think what the options are.
She doesn't even remember.
Okay, I'm going to say cheaper is the butter biscuit.
You're right.
Woo.
If it has the word English in it, it's just a little bit hoity-toity.
Well, always
you know?
Be more expensive.
That's funny. Okay, next one. A chocolate chunk cookie or ice dream cup?
Moo.
George.
Ice dream is cheaper.
You're right. Good job.
Well done, George.
I'm trying to be dramatic with my pauses.
Oh, all that's right. Good.
I am not breathing while they ask the question. That's how stressed out I am.
I'm using the wrong sound effects, so.
Okay. Let's see. George, you've got 3 nuggets. Rachel has 1. All right. We'll see what happens. Fruit cup or mac and cheese?
Moo.
Rachel.
Cheaper is fruit cup. No.
What's the final answer?
Where's your confidence? Okay.
I think fruit cup is cheaper. No, fruit's so expensive.
Wrong. You're wrong.
God, dadgummit, go with
George. Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
Okay. You're wrong too. They're the same.
Oh!
I tricked you!
Allison, trickster chicken over
the
here.
The level of betrayal.
That was a deep cut.
Wow. I'm so used to it myself.
You just cleared the board of our nuggets.
I get that point because I mooed first. So.
Well, you still lose, though. You've got 2 nuggets to George's 3.
But she loses less if we give her a point.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the nugget master.
You are. You're the thrifty chicken. Good job, George.
Man, it feels good. Mark this down, Rachel. I finally beat you at something. I'm putting that on my resume, my bio, everything. I beat Rachel at nugget budget.
Hey, it's time for another quick break, but when we come back, some final money-saving tips from George Gamow and Rachel Cruz.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, love this podcast and the heart that is behind it. Beck Fam 8 wrote, just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news. And JD Dude wrote, I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode. Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
Welcome back. We've been talking to Ramsey's personalities, George Gamow and Rachel Cruz. Are you guys fans of the Chick-fil-A app as a way to save money?
Huge fan.
Love the Chick-fil-A app.
So I recently found this chart that a Reddit user posted, and it shows which items are best to redeem your points for. This actually sounds like a spreadsheet George would like.
I've actually seen this.
Okay. So
I am that level of nerd.
I don't get it.
So the reward points, so if you have 800 points,
yeah,
you could redeem a salad, but you might be able to also redeem a sandwich. And so which one is worth more for those 800 points?
Oh.
Because the salad is like $8 or $9. The sandwich might be $4.
Sure.
So why wouldn't you choose the salad?
Yes, but I would think that each point, though,
you would think
correlates to the dollar amount.
But it doesn't. Wow. That's how they get you. Which is why some person made a spreadsheet telling you what the best bang for your points is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very passionate about this. Sorry, guys.
No, you do not have to apologize here.
Take it easy.
I know. We're on the same wavelength. Medium waffle fries are the best value, followed by the chocolate chunk cookie and a large drink or a side of hash browns.
Boom.
Okay. I am not lying when I say this. When I use my points, I will always add in a chocolate chip cookie because they're always free because I have so many points.
Oh.
Wow. It's in my spirit. That's what mine is. It may not be in the head, but it just comes so naturally.
It's in the DNA.
It's the gut.
Yeah. What's the worst item to redeem for rewards?
I think the small mac and cheese, they said, because it's 500 reward points, but its dollar value is only $2.55. So, like, why would you waste?
Come on, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, exactly. And also, they say the salads. I think George mentioned that. The salads are a bad value for spending your points.
Because it's like 19,000 points to get a salad. I'm like, who's going to do that?
It is.
I did it once, but that's it.
Now, I will say, I just did this the other day. I got a digital survey in the app, and it said, hey, let us know your experience. And I have a free sandwich or spicy sandwich sitting there, and always do the spicy sandwich if you like spice, because it's more expensive.
Yes.
Mm.
And it's still free. Good. So there's a hack. Always do the surveys if it's on the bottom of the receipt. I think it's like every 5 receipts have the survey.
Nice.
So you could time it in line if you're really
and
nerdy.
Get a free chicken sandwich, spicy chicken.
Wow.
You guys are a wealth of knowledge. This has been a complete pleasure. I've loved it. So what's next on your drive-thru hacks list? Where are you going to go?
Oh, that's a good question. Wherever the people want us to go.
Yes.
You know, it might be Chipotle, Starbucks. Now, I'm not a fan of, like, you know, going to the Taco Bell drive-thru with some hacks. It's like there's already, like, a dollar menu there.
Yeah, you got to be up it a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess Starbucks would be a good one.
Mm. We like bougie fast food. So we did a segment on Rachel's show on you can find on YouTube all about kind of bougie fast food hacks.
Mm, I love it. That's awesome. So tell people where they can connect with you best.
For me, you can go to any podcast where you listen to podcasts for the Rachel Cruz show. And it's also on YouTube. And I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Boom. I am as well. You can find me at George Gamow. That's with a K. K-A-M-E-L. And you can listen to the Fine Print podcast and the Entree Leadership podcast. Just search for those wherever you listen.
Thank you guys so much. This has been awesome.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having us on.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.